Hello, everybody. Today I want to just read out an article about tea. I was sent this article from a friend in China, and I like it very much. So I thought you might like to listen to it and also read it. And you can use it for your listening and reading practice. So, see you next time, and be good, be happy. Bye for now. China, the homeland of tea. It is universally acknowledged that China is the original tea-growing area, as well as the first country to grow, produce, and drink tea. In the Song and Yuan dynasties, a popular custom was tea appraising. Over the long history of drinking tea, a special and simple Chinese tea culture came into being. Drinking tea was not only for quenching thirst or for enjoyment, but also for the promotion of friendship and mutual understanding. Folk customs of drinking tea reflected the ancient Chinese people's great interest in tea culture. People often used tea as a betrothal gift, for it could not be transplanted. After accepting tea as a betrothal gift, a girl could not capriciously change her decision to marry her fiancé. Entertainment of guests to tea is the most fundamental social behavior in the Chinese people's contacts with each other. When a guest comes, the Chinese will offer him or her a cup of tea to express friendship. China is the home country of tea. Before the Tang dynasty, Chinese tea was exported by land and sea. First to Japan and Korea, then to India and Central Asia, and in the Ming and Qing dynasties to the Arabian Peninsula. In the early period of the 17th century, Chinese tea was exported to Europe, where the upper class adopted the fashion of drinking tea. Chinese tea, like Chinese silk and China, is an outstanding contribution to the world's material and spiritual civilization. China is the homeland of tea. It is believed that China had tea shrubs as early as 5 to 6,000 years ago, and human cultivation of tea plants dates back 2,000 years. Tea from China, along with her silk and porcelain, began to be known all over the world more than 1,000 years ago, and has since always been an important Chinese export. At present, more than 40 countries in the world grow tea, with Asian countries producing 90% of the world's total output. All tea trees in other countries have their origin directly or indirectly in China. The word for tea leaves, or tea as a drink in many countries, is a derivative from the Chinese character cha. The Russians call it chai, which sounds like chai. Tea leaves, as it is pronounced in northern China, and the English word tea sounds similar to the pronunciation of its counterpart in shaman. The Japanese character for tea is written exactly the same as it is in Chinese, though pronounced with a slight difference. The habit of tea drinking spread to Japan in the 6th century, but it was not introduced to Europe and America till the 17th and 18th centuries. Now the number of tea drinkers in the world is legion, and is still on the increase.